The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. Hope you're all doing well. Lots of developments going on over at the North Shore Mall. They have put the sign up at the Tesla dealership. That's coming along. Lifetime Fitness. The elevator's in place because that's, I think, the first thing that gets built when they put up any of these buildings. They build the elevator shaft first. So that is up, and they are building around that. Lots of construction going on around there. I'm sure as Christmas gets closer, it's going to be a little crazy in the parking lot there. So plan accordingly, but lots of great stuff going on at the mall. The mall is redeveloping itself. It's going back to what I remember in the 70s is, you know, remember the outdoor entrances where the big toy soldiers used to stand up there and they had the rides that went around. I remember sitting, I can still see pictures of myself sitting in those little boats and, you know, ringing the bell as I went around in a circle and sitting on the motorcycles driving around in the circle. I did that. You did that too. That's what the North Shore Mall was like. We entered by the big toy soldiers and get our Jordan Marsh blueberry muffins that we would go for. And I'm getting old, I guess. I guess I really am getting old. We all are, right? So each and every Sunday morning, we are here from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. My business, Friedman Financial, has been around since 1968. Yeah, that's right. We've been talking about money and giving people advice on everything that relates to major financial decisions for more than 50 years. My father started the firm back then, long time ago, when the idea of financial planning was just coming into fruition. And today, it seems as if everybody knows about it. A lot of people don't know what financial planning is. Many people want to avoid it. Many people don't want to talk about it. But more and more people, especially as you're approaching retirement, you desperately need to talk about it. And it's becoming the point of conversation for most people over the age of 50 and 60 who are beginning to think about what is life after the paycheck. What will I do? How will I support my life? Where will money come from? Will I be able to play with my grandkids and take care of them and still go on vacations and eat the way I've been eating and live in the same house that I've been living in and buying the same clothes and all that stuff? Or do I have to live that life of destitution where my great-grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents used to talk about how difficult it was to live in those times because we didn't have much money? You're going to have more money than you've ever had before, especially if you've planned accordingly. And what we do at Friedman Financial is make sure that you have the resources that you need to live the lifestyle to which you have grown accustomed. And we do that by asking a lot of questions. It's not just about, well, which mutual fund should we buy or which exchange-traded fund or index fund or stock or bond or any of these crazy investment strategies that are out there. What should we be doing? No. Hold on. Take a step back. Let's first understand what you have, how it's owned, and what you do with your money on a month-to-month basis. Because if you don't know the answers to those big questions, everything else is just noise. You know, I've often talked about this story about this professor that stood in front of his classroom, big classroom in a college. They're all sitting up in there in the seats. Professor pulls out a table, standing behind a table, pulls out a big jar, big mason jar, And he takes out these piles of rocks, about fist-sized rocks, and he drops the rocks into the jar. And he says, all right, raise your hand when the jar is full. Kids start to raise their hand as the rocks are cresting above the top of the masonry jar. And then he pulls out a bucket with pebbles in it, and he starts to sift the pebbles over the top of the mason jar, and the pebbles start to fall in the nooks and crannies and work their way through into the jar until the pebbles are then overflowing, and of course the hands go back up again. Yep, the jar is full. You can stop, Professor. And then he reaches under the table again, and he pours sand, playground sand, just pours it in. And of course, those little granules of sand start to infiltrate their way through all of the nooks and crannies within the jar, filling it until that is completely full. And he says, what is the moral of this story? Did you know that there was a moral to the story? You probably wonder, where the heck's Mark going with this story? Well, the moral to the story is, if you really think about it, that you have to take care of the big rocks first. Because if you put this in the order of sand, pebbles, and rocks, you'd never get everything back into the jar, right? So what happens here is we need to take care of the big rocks first. That is understanding what you have, what you own, how you spend it, what is most important in your life. What are the big things? All that stuff about should I buy a large cap growth fund or a Fidelity fund or a Vanguard fund or from Janus or whatever. I don't care what fund company you use. I don't care what brokerage firm you use. I don't even care what financial advisor you use or whether you do it yourself. What funds you should pick within your 401k. Should I be putting in 3%, 4%, 9%, 12%? All that stuff, a lot of that stuff is the pebble stuff and sometimes even the granules of sand. You got to take care of the big stuff first, and that is what we always want to avoid. Oh, and by the way, the final part to that story is someone raised their hand, and in that classroom, and he says, Professor, I think there's still room in the jar. He says, you could pour liquid into that jar, and the professor says, you are right, my friend, and he pulls out a can of beer. Pops open the can of beer and pours it into the jar, knowing full well that some wisecracker was going to mention that you could pour a liquid in. And so he says, now that it is overflowing and completely full and I've put in the beer, now what is the moral to this story? And the moral to this story is there's always room for beer. That was the moral to that. Kind of stupid, right? But that was the moral to the story. That's what he said it was. At any rate, the point that I'm trying to make is that we need to think about what's most important first. I had a call today from an existing client of ours, and she calls me up, and she has a very good job. She works hard, makes her travel quite a bit. She is divorced and has a significant other whom she really enjoys spending time with. She is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, so she's... So, yeah, that's always a challenge, but believe that? She's a Kansas City Chiefs fan living around here, and we live in New England, but that's okay. I still like her. And she calls me up, and she sends me this email with a spreadsheet and a business valuation report. She says to me, Mark, I'm thinking about investing in this business. And I take a look at the strategy that she's showing to me, the business that's involved, and it's showing a trend over the past 5 years that this business has been losing money with revenue. Losing money. The profit margins are smaller and smaller and smaller. And she sends me this evaluation report that has been independently produced, but I think it was from like a DocuSign form that someone filled in the numbers and it gave her this evaluation. And I said to her, are you really excited about buying this business? And she said, no. I said, then why are you sending this to me? And she says, because I think it would be a nice project for my daughter and I. My daughter isn't doing so well right now. She just has a simple job, and I'd really like her to get excited about something. And maybe it would be something for the two of us to do. I said, is your daughter ready to step up and run the business if you guys purchase it? Well, no, but hopefully she'd be interested in it in about 3 to 5 years. I said, well, do you have the time to take away from your current job, which is paying you a lot of money, to take care of this business? Well, I'll try to find some time for it. And I said, but the business doesn't look like it's making any money right now. And the valuation seems quite high based upon what I'm looking at. And she continued to justify why she should do this, because it would be good for her daughter and her to reconnect. not because it was a good, sound investment strategy. Not none of those things. What she continued to justify and try to talk about was the fact that she just thought it would be good to do. She doesn't. She really wasn't even interested in the business. And so I tried to pull her back into the big rocks conversation. We got to take care of the big rocks first. Is this something that you want to do? Is this a business strategy that will really fulfill you, that will make you happy? If you're going to make an investment in something, let's make sure that we're making an investment for the right reasons. And it caused her pause for a moment. She says, you know, I never really thought about that. I just thought it would be a nice chance for me to catch up with my daughter, but is it something that I'm really excited about? No, not really. And so she walked away from the deal, and frankly, I'm thrilled she walked away from the deal. But the idea of just owning a business was what got her excited. The idea of doing something with her daughter got her excited. But was it something that was going to fulfill her, the big stuff to really make her happy? That wasn't going to do it. You got to find the right balance. And frankly, the financials didn't work. I told her if the financials had presented themselves at 50% less than what they were offering as a valuation, well, hey, then that might have made sense. But she truly appreciated that. She really, really did appreciate the advice. And that's what I think we need to think about as we're approaching major decisions. It's not about, look, we're going to look at the markets. Think about what the economy has done. The market has done very, very well this year. Stock market especially has done well. Bond market has done well. And all of a sudden, you're going to start to see reports come towards the end of this year and into January and February about this, that, and the other fund that have outperformed everybody else in their classes. And you'll start to think, well, my fund only did X while that fund did Y. Maybe I should go switching into that one. Folks, that's the minutia. That's the grains of sand. That's the stuff I don't want you to worry about. Let's make sure that we're structuring an investment strategy, a retirement planning strategy, a financial plan, all of those things that grow on top of each other to make sure it makes sense for you. Because when retirement comes along, you're going to have to start taking money from these investments, not adding money to them, not watching them grow. You're going to be taking money from these investments. Are you prepared? What we try to do here each and every Sunday is provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. It's what we've been doing here for 7 or 8 years, and it's what Friedman Financial has been delivering to our clients since 1968. We put out a newsletter each and every Friday. It's called Planning Point. There's more than 7,500 people subscribe to it. If you want that financial advice in a language you can understand landing in your inbox every Friday morning, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on the website. Put in your email address. Put in your name, and that's all it takes. Hit the send button, and next Friday, come into your inbox, you'll get my newsletter. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, I've got more for you. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning. That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Let's make 2019 the year you get serious about your financial plan. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
This month, consider setting yourself apart from the ordinary at Gibley's Menswear in Danvers.
And there's no better way to set yourself apart than in a custom suit made just for you.
You choose the fabric, style, liner, and buttons. Their trusted tailors guide you through the entire process. And the best part of all is your custom suit is made in as little as 8 days.
And new Canada Goose jackets for him and her have arrived just in time for those chilly fall evenings.
Gibley's Menswear. Come in once, you'll be a customer for life.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, freedmanfinancial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Freedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Freedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Freedman. I'm president and CEO of Freedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management services to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, the southern New Hampshire area, and regions beyond. I mean, many people, because Dad started the firm in 1968, they had roots here in Massachusetts or roots here on the North Shore, but they've traveled elsewhere. They've become snowbirds. They've migrated to warmer climates. Perhaps it was to Florida, to Georgia, to the Carolinas, to Texas, to Arizona, wherever it might have been. But of course, the bulk of them are here. Some of them just travel down to those warmer locations in the wintertime. And geez, I mean, if this week wasn't reason enough to tell you to get the heck out of town, it was pretty darn cold this week, and we haven't even hit Thanksgiving. So Saturday, though, a couple days ago, it warmed up again, and it said, oh, this is what fall is supposed to be like. But man, did we get a taste of winter earlier this week. I want to give a shout-out to my brother Andrew. It's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Drew. And a shout-out to my brother Jeffrey, whose birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday to you two. I can't remember whether I sent you a text or not, so at least I can say I took care of it on the radio. So those are things going on. The Patriots play at 4:25 today against the Philadelphia Eagles. You can hear that right here on North Shore 104.9 as well. What a great way to be able to listen to the game. You can listen to me. You got to hang around. You got Wicked Bites Radio afterwards. You hang around for a little bit. And then after that, Scott Zolak and others come on radio here. You can listen to the pregame show right here on 104.9. Tune into the Celtics game. And then back, you go to sleep. You turn on in the morning, on Monday morning, you get Lindsay and Erica. And they're here on the morning show. So it's a great team, great family that we all have here on at North Shore 104.9 right here in Beverly. I want to thank North Shore 104.9 for a great luncheon that they hosted for all of their advertisers and sponsors and people, radio personalities that they did this past week. That was a lot of fun. So thank you for all of that. And I hope you will all take a chance to head over to the North Shore Music Theater in the next couple of weeks. David Coffey is back in town for, I think, year 261. No, it's probably year 26 for him, or 25 or 26, something like that, that he's been doing this as Mr. Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. They do a fabulous job there. So, all right, I got all that stuff out of my system, and now it's back to financial advice in a language you can understand. You can understand this. Your account's worth more today than it was at the beginning of the year. That's probably true. As long as you are invested in some type of a well-balanced investment portfolio, you've done pretty well so far this year. No question about that. 2019 has proven to be a very good year, despite the fact that many people heading into it this year said, we'll be lucky if we can do 4 or 5% this year. It could be a tough year. People talked about the fact that interest rates were likely to go back up. Inflation was likely to increase. The cost of goods were going to start to go back up. Unemployment might to start heading in the other direction. We weren't certain about what was going to happen with China, what was going to happen with the presidency, what was going to happen with a lot of things, a lot of uncertainty heading into the year. But here we are in November and no one is complaining about the portfolio. In fact, this bull market that we've been going through, bull market meaning the market going up, steaming ahead, going up, is now in its 10th year. Did you know that the average bull market lasts a little bit more than 5 years, not 10 years? So when I say I think we're in for an opportunity where the market will pull back, I'm not making this up, folks. This is fact. It's got to happen. But then again, I've been saying it for the past 5 years. We knew that the market had to have a pullback, and it has had a few pullbacks along the way. I mean, think about what fourth quarter of 2018 looked like when the stock market, the S&P 500, that index of 500 stocks that's an unmanaged group of stocks within this index that is kind of the collection of the U.S. economy, of the biggest companies out there, it pulled back close to 20%. Did not quite hit 20%, so it couldn't be called a bear market. You see, when the market pulls back 20% or more, it's referred to as being in a bear market. When markets pull back 10% or more, they're considered to be in a correction. So, I mean, a lot of the news will talk about words like plummet and soars and all those types of things. You got to erase all of those adjectives out of, actually, soars and plummets are actually verbs. I think if I went to grammar school, I hope my English teacher isn't listening to me. Thank you, Peabody High School. So if you don't listen to it, those words, don't let those bother you. If something says it's in a correction, that means it's been down 10%. If something's in a bear market, it means it's down more than 20%. If something's in a bear market, I mean, in a bull market, it means we're up more than, I believe, 10%. We're a little bit more liberal, I guess, on the upside part. But we are up. Oh, gosh. If you think back to 2009, do you remember what the Dow Jones Industrial Average was in 2009? Or better yet, let me ask you this. Do you remember what the S&P 500 was trading at in 2009? And the answer is you don't, because nobody even could tell me what the S&P is trading at right now. Very few people know what the S&P number is at, unless you're in or work in the world of finance. Most people think about the stock market as the value that they see on the screen that's called the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And did you know that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is representative of 30 stocks, not 500 stocks? It's 30 stocks that represent leading sectors within the industry. But everybody seems to know the Dow number, but many people will say, well, is my portfolio beating the S&P 500? Yet I'll ask you, what's the S&P 500 trading at? And you'll go, I don't know. Well, let's put this into the perspective of the Dow. When the Dow was at its lowest point in March of 2009, more than 10 years ago, it hovered around 6,600. 6,600. What's the Dow Jones Industrial today? More than 10 years later, it's more than 26,000. It's picked up more than 20,000 points. 20,000 points since its low point in 2009. And many people in 2009, and actually 2007, when it was hovering towards its high point, 2007, 2008, when it was around 14,000, which was its real high point then, it had dropped down to 11, then it went from 11 right down to 6. People would say, I don't think in my lifetime I'll ever see the market go back to 11,000 or back to 14,000. And boy, were you wrong. That market came back very quickly, despite one of the most challenging economic environments this country has seen in half a century or more. So the fact is, if you're worried about the stock market dropping, if you're worried about a pullback in the market, I can guarantee you, it's one of the guarantees I can make on this show, it's going to happen. The market is going to go down. And it will likely correct, certainly to a level of 10%, and may even hit that bear market where it's down 20% or more. But one of the things that I feel very confident about, because history suggests it, the economics of the United States suggests it, that when we're down, we will respond back quicker and stronger than ever before. So if your intention and your strategy is to get into the market, get out of the market, buy this, buy that, get out, get in, get out, don't do it. Buy quality and stay invested. Time is the greatest asset you have. And some people will say, well, Mark, I'm 75, I'm 80 years old, I don't have time anymore. I don't even buy green bananas anymore. Come on. Come on. There's a statistic that we shared a few weeks ago at a seminar that I ran called the 8,000 Days of Retirement. The statistic said that if you were in a middle to upper middle income household and you're 65 years old, you have a 55% chance that you will live to 95 years old. If you are a middle to upper middle income household and you're 65 years old, there's a 55% chance that you will live to 95 years old. That scare you? It scares a lot of people. But you're not going to be the person that's babbling in a wheelchair talking to some, you know, woman who's working in the nursing home trying to wipe the drool from your face. No, you're going to be fine. You're going to be doing great at 90. You may even be driving in your 90s. Medical science is remarkable. You have to prepare for living a longer period of time. But here's the real statistic. Remember I told you if you were middle to upper middle income, what if you were, if we took the national average, if we took everybody. Now, remember, those that are in middle to upper middle income or higher than that, or upper income, only represent probably 12 to 15% of the entire population. Now, you might think middle income person must mean 50% of all Americans. No, that's not the case, folks. There's a tremendous wage inequality that exists here in America. If we take everybody, all 360 million people here on this planet, and we start to lay them all out and we say, well, if you're 65 years old, not all 360 million people are 65, but if we took all 65-year-olds, all of them, at all different income thresholds, do you know what the percent chance is that you will live to 95 now? 17%. So that changes quite a bit when you include everybody in the mix. It's 17% the chance that you will live to 95 if we include all Americans that are age 65. And this is a report that comes out of the MIT Age Lab, run by Joe Coughlin in Cambridge, Massachusetts. However, if you're classified as middle to upper middle income or higher, the likelihood of you achieving reaching 95 years of age at six, if you're already at 65, is 55%. Why is that? Why is that? It's because you have access to health care. You have health insurance. You might even be able to provide and pay for some privatized services as well. Just think about it. You eat better. You exercise better. Your lifestyle is better. That is why we're living longer. This is not, you know, at the seminar that I did a few weeks ago, this 8,000 days of retirement. And by the way, I should let you know, this 8,000 days of retirement seminar runs about 45 minutes long. It is a lot of fun. There's a lot of videos, a lot of laughter, a lot of interesting pieces of information, and a lot of people going, huh, I never thought of that. If you would like me to do that presentation for you, I have it. It's done. It's ready to roll out. If you've got a civic group, the Rotary Club, your local church, just some organization, maybe it's your office, whatever, and you've got people that are, say, 55 to 60 plus, that you'd like me to come and make this presentation to your group, I will do it. Not only will I do it for free, I'll even bring refreshments. So, and I'm not going to be there to sell Friedman Financial. I will sell you on trying to go to the listen to the radio show. I think that'd be kind of nice. Maybe encourage you to sign up for a newsletter. But no, this is just good information. Good information, because the stuff that comes out of this this age lab about living in retirement differently is really fascinating. So in part of it, I showed the theme song, showed the video of the theme song to the TV show. Think about this, little trivia for you. The TV show that 40 years ago, would run every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. What was that show? Every Saturday night, you and the family sat down in front of the television Saturday night at 10 o'clock. I mean, not at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, and you watched what show? It was The Love Boat. We all watch The Love Boat. And so I'm showing the video of The Love Boat on the screen. And so, you know, this is where a lot of people, remember, they used to throw the streamers as they're heading out the Bon Voyage party. On the little life preservers that would show up, they'd show some of the stars that were in the show. And this was from 40 years ago. Well, one of the stars of the show was the Village People. They were the entertainment 40 years ago on The Love Boat. And you know what? The Village People, 40 years forward, they're still alive and kicking. They performed at the Topsfield Fair a couple of years ago. But the face of retirement 40 years ago, the face of retirement 40 years ago was Betty White. Betty White was the last face that you saw there. One of the Golden Girls, right? She was up there on The Love Boat. And how's Betty White doing today? She's doing just great, alive and kicking, and doing just fine 40 years later, well into her 90s, of course. You will find yourself in a situation very similar to Betty White, whether you wanted it to be that way or not. Retirement's coming, folks, and you got to make sure that you have enough resources, that you have enough money, that you have the right health care, that you have the right support system, that you have the right family, the right living environments to make sure you can be successful in retirement. That's what we talk about here on this show. It's called financial advice in a language you can understand. We've got to take a quick break. When I get back, I want to talk to you about some of the new limits on retirement accounts and some of this end-of-year financial checklist stuff. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Paid her bills, Since 1989, more than a million New Englanders have come to Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater to listen for those two wonderful words that mean Christmas is here.
Bah, humbug.
Join Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, and the area's largest cast of actors, singers, and revelers for the 29th annual production of A Christmas Carol. In this lavish musical adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, you'll see Victorian England come to vibrant life accompanied by a live orchestra and a dazzling array of ghostly special effects. See the show the Boston Globe has called flawless and spellbinding for all ages. North Shore Music Theater's production of A Christmas Carol plays from December 6th through the 22nd only. Get your tickets today at nsmt.org. Sponsored by Market Street Linfield.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. If you look up top on that white building, you'll see our sign up there. We are open from 8:30 to 5 p.m. each and every work day. We do not take evening appointments. We do not work on the weekends, simply because we want to make sure that our staff gets to spend time with their families just as you would look forward to spending time with yours. When it comes to money, when it comes to about your personal financial life, that's one of those issues that's going to impact your life forever. And we want to make sure that just like you find time to see your doctor and your dentist, that you find the right time in your day to talk about your financial life at our office. We don't want to come to your home. We want you to come to our office. Do you know why I have you come to my office? It's not just because I like to show off the office, and it is kind of a nice office, but we get to control the distractions. You see, when we're talking about money, I want you to take a look at this very, very seriously. I want to make sure that you have blocked out all of the distractions that exist in your life, from the pie that might be baking in the oven, to the phone that might ring, to the cat that is meowing, or the dog that's barking, or the doorbell that's ringing, or the kids that are screaming, or whatever it might be. When you come into my office, it's a sanctuary away from everything else. Here we can talk about just you. And we really get to dig deeper. We get to ask the important questions. Oftentimes people get a little emotional when we start to ask some of these questions about what is it that you really want? And we find oftentimes that the spouse, one of the spouses, wants something different than the other spouse. It's very possible. I love asking the question when we first meet with a couple and we say, well, tell me about who paid for your education for college. And do you know that many couples have never really had the conversation about how their education was paid for, yet they have very strong feelings about how they want to pay for their children's education. But a lot of it is rooted in how they had their educations paid for or what the experience was like. Now, don't get me wrong. Yes, education is very expensive. But education was expensive 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, too. Look, when I went to college in I graduated in 1989 from Babson. So that's 30 years ago. I'm doing it to my fingers. 30 years ago, it cost $28,000 room and board to go to Babson. Today, it's close to $70,000. Now, you might say, oh my God, $28,000 to $70,000, that's 1.5 times. So it's doubled 1.5 times in 30 years. That's not that bad, actually, when you really think about it. It's a jump. But if you plan accordingly, if you put money aside on a regular basis for education and start early, even if it isn't much, but you're committing to putting money aside, you will find that you are in a far better position to pay for school when it's time to pay for the kids' college costs. Now, you may say, look, we can't afford a private education, or maybe we'll shoot for loans and grants and fill out the FAFSA form and go for Pell Grants, etc. You can do all of that stuff. But if you don't plan for it well in advance, if you don't realize that it's time to get serious about your money the minute you start thinking about money, that becomes a problem. And when you meet with us in our office, We expose you to the things that you know you should be thinking about, but we're going to talk to you about them in a language you can understand. But one of the other things that arise in our office is a lot of people are making their decisions based upon the conversations that they have with their friends, or the political biases that they might have, or what they hear on the news. And it's frustrating, because what we think the world is like is not likely to be exactly what the world will be like. It's biased. We are all very biased. But one thing that I learned in a meeting that I attended at Goldman Sachs ran a few weeks ago, they showcased an interesting graphic that talked about how the polarity of politics is really not only dividing our ability to move forward with collective thinking in this country, but it's polarizing us as friends, polarizing us as just whether you're friends at the church, friends at work, friends just the friends that you've had growing up since high school. What was interesting was they showed a picture about the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And for you to go back to 1999, so think back, 1999, 20 years ago, and it talked about the major issues that each party was really focusing on. There were five, they said, what were the five key talking points, the five key priorities within the political parties? And what was interesting is, I'm going to explain this to you, which of them were shared priorities? Which of them were we said, all right, we differ on these issues, but we share some similarities on these. So in 1999, the five most common issues that Republicans were discussing was education, crime, Social Security, morality, and health care. Those are the five major points of from the Republican views. This is 20 years ago. The Democrats' five major points were education, health care, Social Security, crime, and Medicare. Now, I just listed you five on each side. Do you know that four of those overlapped? Education, crime, Social Security, and health care were all overlapping priorities. The only ones that were different was the Republicans favored morality, that was a priority of theirs, morality, and the Democrats was Medicare. So now let's fast forward 10 years to 2009. What was in common between the Republicans and the Democrats this time? Well, the Democrats' top five priorities in that year were jobs, the economy, terrorism, education, and health care. Those are the five major priorities the Democrats were fighting for. What were Republicans fighting for as their top priorities? Terrorism, economy, jobs, military, and Social Security. So when you think about terrorism, the economy, and jobs, those were three priorities that both sides agreed upon that we need to work on this. So here we are in 2019, and here are the five priorities that are faced in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Tell me which ones overlap. The Republicans' top five are terrorism, the economy, Social Security, immigration, and military. Those are the five key priorities for the Republican Party, as presented by Pew Research and presented by Goldman Sachs. The Democrats' five key issues this year are healthcare, education, the environment, Medicare, and the poor and needy. So I listed the Democrats were healthcare, education, environment, Medicare, poor and needy. Republicans were terrorism, economy, Social Security, immigration, and military. You see any overlaps? Not a one. There's not a single word that overlaps there. There are some, you know, fuzzy areas that might connect. But from the key priority, the capstone five words there for each set of priorities, they don't connect. So it's very hard to get Republicans and Democrats on the same page with anything, no matter who the president is. Democrats and Republicans just have a totally different lens right now as to what's important. And according to Goldman Sachs, They don't see that changing anytime soon. So no matter who wins this election, November of 2020, no matter who your candidate is going to be, chances are there will be political polarity no matter what. And so expecting the government to help us move forward is probably wishful thinking. And so we have to ask ourselves, so how as a country do we move forward? How do we continue to remain the place where people want to live, the economy where everybody wants to be part of? How do we continue to do that? Well, we have to rely on businesses. We have to rely on people that are running private and public companies. And some will say, I mean, look at most business owners. Many business owners are thriving right now. And they're thriving, and their employees are thriving too. They're making more money. Businesses are busier. People want to spend money. Now, if you ran a small local hardware store 40 years ago, is your business doing as well today than it was 40 years ago? Perhaps not. Because maybe it's Home Depot that's taking your business away, but business is still chugging along. Maybe you're a retail store and you realize, wait a second, unless I have an online presence, unless I have a website, an e-commerce site, I'm dead in the water. Because this Christmas, as you plan to think about the end of the year, how many products will you buy online versus what you will buy at a brick and mortar store? And think about how much online shopping you did just 3 years ago, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. Now, as much as you might feel bad for the local business owner, who you might say, well, we need to support them, you can still support them if they have an e-commerce site. You can still support them in a lot of other ways. The good small business owners are realizing that their presence has to happen beyond the brick and mortar. My daughter, Mindy, doesn't go to the supermarket to buy paper towels and toilet paper anymore. She lets somebody deliver it to her for free through Amazon Prime. How many people today are focusing more on takeout food and delivery services simply because they don't want to make stuff at home, and frankly, they don't want to go to the butcher shop or the supermarket to buy it? They want somebody to do it for them. How many of us are willing to pay convenience fees for almost anything? The world has changed. Now, that's not to say that there would be less jobs in the future. The jobs will look different. Do you think the people that sold encyclopedias for years, or the people that sold the Hoover vacuum, or what, do you think that when they lost their job, they couldn't find anything else? Absolutely not. There are jobs out there. We just have to be retrained. We have to be willing to do different skills. Let me tell you, if you want to make some money and you want to just put a little bit of thinking time behind it, go get a trade, go into the trades. If you can be a good electrician, but also be a good business owner and be good at interpersonal skills, you will make a bloody fortune. Because I can't tell you how many electricians and plumbers and contractors are out there that are good at their craft, but they're lousy business people. You're expecting in a world of convenience, in a world where everybody, where you want stuff done now, when you're looking for someone to fix your toilet, change your light bulb, put in LED lighting, or replace the walkway in front of your house, you not only want somebody that's going to give you a proposal, you want someone that's going to show up and somebody that's going to communicate effectively with you. And if you can't find somebody to do that, you begin looking at online sources. You say, well, I might as well just go with the cheapest option. But if you can find somebody that can be interpersonal with you, that someone that can build a relationship, you say, I don't mind paying for convenience. I don't mind paying for that level of service. It doesn't always have to be the cheapest game in town if you as a business owner can make the experience exceptional. And that's what we try to do at Friedman Financial. The relationships that we have with our clients are held in our office. They're eyeball to eyeball. Yeah, of course, we have the ability to communicate with you through the web, through email, all that kind of stuff. But when we're talking about some serious stuff about your financial life, I want to get you in our office. I want you to be looking at our screen. I want to be able to run what-if scenarios with you so that we can explore a multitude of possibilities so that you can walk out of there feeling great about the decisions that you've made, and also knowing that there's a partner beside you to help answer questions as more and more things pop up in your financial life. That's what Friedman Financial is. That's called financial advice in a language you can understand. If now's the time to get serious about your financial planning, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We're not there today, but leave a message. We'll get back to you and we'll schedule your free initial consultation. I've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Loved one at home? Does he or she need round-the-clock care? Caregiving is hard. Caregiver Homes from SeniorLink is here to help. If your loved one is Medicaid eligible, their unique program provides live-in family caregivers with ongoing guidance and daily support. You'll receive support from their nurses and social workers and have access to their secure app, Vela, so you can always feel like help is just a text away. You would also get a tax-free daily stipend. To find out if you qualify, call Caregiver Homes from SeniorLink at 866-666-9039. Online at caregiverhomes.com.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has provided financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore. At Friedman Financial, we know that planning for your retirement is overwhelming. Don't leave this important decision to chance, or even worse, the algorithms of a faceless technology solution. Our certified financial planner professionals meet with you face-to-face to know you and your retirement goals. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, meet with a certified financial planner at Friedman Financial in person. You deserve a strategy that incorporates every aspect of your retirement plan. To learn more, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, North Shore, my name is Cliff, and I have been dreaming for over 20 years of putting a killer liquor store in Beverly. My dream has finally arrived at Lighthouse Wine and Spirits next to the new Whole Foods. Lighthouse is the consummation of countless experiences all over the world. Please come and see our comprehensive and terrific selection of fine and rare wines, extensive spirits and whiskeys, as well as delicious beers from some of the region's best craft breweries. Lighthouse Wine and Spirits hosts great tastings every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. Cheers, or as we say in Italian, Cent'anni.
Oh, you're a rich girl, and you're going too far, because you know it don't.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Happy birthday to my brother Drew, who turns, Drew, how old are you? 51. Drew is 51 today, and my brother Jeffrey, I'm sorry, Drew's not 51. Drew is 49 today. My brother Jeffrey turned 51 yesterday. They have birthdays right after each other, so happy birthday to both of you guys. Patriots play at 4:25 today against the Philadelphia Eagles. You can hear that right here on North Shore 104.9. Starting, I would guess, around 12 or 1 o'clock. Scott Zolak and the others come on with the pregame show. Scott Whitley is up after me with Wicked Bites Radio. Always some great stuff to talk about. I've been on Scott's show a couple times now, and we talk about food. And I will tell you a couple restaurants that I've heard about that I really like. In fact, I went this week to a spot in Beverly. If you have not been there, have you been to Flip the Bird? Flip the Bird is one of my new favorite sandwich shops to go to. Great chicken sandwiches. The other place, if you want to go for a great place for lunch, now you can have it to go, or you can have it, you can eat there. And I would have never, ever, ever known about this place had I not heard about it on both Wicked Bites Radio and, of course, North Shore Eats as well. Did you know that Putnam Pantry offers some of the very best sandwiches for lunch? Putnam Pantry. And no, they don't drop chocolate in them. They have this awesome, awesome Mayflower sandwich. You know, as you're thinking about Thanksgiving, you want to get a little the turkey, the cranberry sauce, the stuffing, all on this fabulous toasted, buttered bread. I took it back to my office. I was like, you know, I'm 5 or 7 minutes away from Putnam Pantry. It was still warm. Oh my God, it was awesome. It was like eating one of those buttered grilled cheese sandwiches, but instead of just cheese being in it, it was all the fixings for Thanksgiving. Kudos to Putnam Pantry. Yes, Putnam Pantry for one of the best sandwiches around. And of course, you know, you can certainly get your smorgasbord and all that other stuff that they have at Putnam Pantry. I haven't done that in ages. I didn't even walked into Putnam Pantry in ages, but I'm going back for the sandwich. And of course, same to Flip the Bird in Beverly. Be sure to check out some of their sandwiches. There's a sandwich, I think, called the Cry Bird, which is a little spicy. And then it's called the Angry Bird. And then the other one is called the Cry Bird, which requires you to wear gloves to eat it because there are so many hots and oils and peppers on it that you could hurt yourself if you happen to wipe your face or get it in your skin or you had an open cut or whatever. Yeah, but it's good. Yeah. All right. Enough with that. You know, we are approaching towards the end of the year where you want to start thinking about some financial strategies with just 12/31 coming up. For those of you that have been participating in your 401k plan, now is the chance for you to fully fund your 401k, for you to catch up on all the contributions that you had been hoping to make over the course of the year. Perhaps you started a job, you're only eligible to participate in the 401k plan like in March or in June of this year, and you want to put a little bit more money aside. Another thing that you could also do is if you're expecting a bonus in November or December of this year, you can also tell the Human Resources Department that you'd like to have a certain percentage of your bonus allocated to your 401k plan as well. Now, many of you have heard of me talk about the Roth 401k versus the regular 401k. I get a lot of questions about that, even from our existing clients, just asking kind of for a refresher. Let's talk about what the 401k does. A traditional 401k means that you will have a percentage of your weekly, monthly, biweekly, however you get paid, of your paycheck, put aside on a pre-tax basis and placed into a collection of investments within the 401k plan. So let's say you make $500 a week and you say, I'd like to have 10% of my pay or $50 put into the 401k plan. $50 will go into the 401k plan into a collection of investments that you choose. And you will then have tax withholding on $450 of your pay. Not on the full $500, but just on $450 because you pulled $50 away first on a pre-tax basis, put it in the retirement plan. Now, some people will say, well, I want to participate in the Roth 401k plan. That's fine. You can do that too if your company allows for it, of course. So let's use the same example here. You get paid $500 a week and you want to have $50 put aside. Well, what happens first is all of the payroll taxes, all the Social Security taxes, everything comes out against the $500 and you then have a net check, what's left over. And before you actually receive that net check in your bank account through direct deposit, your company pulls $50 from that and sticks it into the 401k plan. So you've now used what's called after-tax dollars, not pre-tax dollars. Now, here's the difference. When you put after-tax dollars into a Roth IRA, all of the growth, all of the earnings, all of the dividends, all of the interest, plus the money that you put in, grows tax-free. So that when age 59 and a half, or age 70, or age 80, whatever it is, that whenever that comes, and you want to take money out of your account, it all comes out for free. All of the earnings come out for free. Now, you can touch that money at 59 and a half, assuming you're not working there at the company anymore or whatever. But I'd encourage you to wait as long as you can for that money because you don't have to fall into what's called the required minimum distribution category, where if you were using pre-tax dollars, money that went into your 401k with pre-tax money, you have to take what's called a required minimum distribution at age 70 and a half from any of the money that has not yet been taxed. That would be that pre-tax money and all the earnings and all the growth. Now, some people get a little worried about that. They say, do I have to cash in my whole IRA or my whole 401k? No, you don't. What you have to take out is about 3.6% of the value based upon December 31st of the year of the actually use January 1st. Value is $100,000 on January 1st of 2019, and you turn 70 and a half this year, you'll have to take out about $3,600 mandated by the government to take that money out. It's added to your income. You have to pay tax on it. Most places will withhold taxes for you. But I want to be sure that you're funding these things. And some people will say, well, Mark, well, my employer doesn't match. So I shouldn't participate. No, especially when you're putting money in on a pre-tax basis. You didn't have to pay tax on the $50 that you just put into your investment account. And if you're in, let's say, the 20% tax bracket, that means $10 of your $50 would have gone to the government. So that means if you don't put that money, I mean, if you put the full $50 into the 401k plan, you essentially just got a 20% instant return on your investment. Huh? How is that possible, Mark? Well, think about it. If you didn't participate in the 401k plan, your $50 that you didn't put in there, you'd only be able to walk away with 40 because the government took taxes away. But if you put it in the 401k plan, you get to keep that $10. To me, that's at least a 20% return. It's actually a little bit more on your money. So be sure you're participating in your 401k plan. If you get the match, well, that's a bonus. Now, understand also when an employer makes a matching contribution, whether it's a matching contribution, a profit-sharing contribution, a safe harbor contribution, any of those things, those are not going into the Roth side of your investments. Those are all pre-tax dollars because you haven't paid any tax on those dollars, right? Another thing I want you to think about is that if you are over the age of 70 and a half, this is the year when you have to take your required minimum distribution. Or if you're over 70 and a half, maybe you're 82, 91, you still have to take a required minimum distribution. Now, many folks still have retirement accounts that are scattered in three or four different places. Why? I don't know. You might as well just try to clean it all up and tighten it all together. And we can certainly help you with that. But my point is that the required minimum distribution is based upon the collective value of all of your IRA accounts and 401k accounts. And it's based upon the 1231 value of the that existed before this year started. Whatever that number is, you have to take that amount out from, it doesn't have to be proportionate accounts. You can take it all from one account if you want. All the IRS cares about is that they're getting that amount of money reported as a distribution from collective IRAs. So let's say you have $100,000 in one account and $50,000 in the other account, and collectively it says you must take $5,000 for your required minimum distribution this year. And you might think, well, all right, I must have to take like $3,000 from the $100,000 account and $2,000 from the $5,000 account. You don't actually have to do that. You could actually take all $5,000 from the $100,000 account and nothing from the $50,000 account. You can do that. The government doesn't care. They just want their money. But if you calculate it wrong and you make a mistake, it's a 50% penalty. That's right, 50% tax penalty on what you didn't take. So you don't want to screw this up. And that's why we take great pride at Friedman Financial in helping our clients, especially with those that are taking distributions from their accounts in retirement. It's a specialty of ours. In fact, 65% of our 450 households are currently taking distributions from their accounts to support their life in retirement. Sonia, who's in my office, been there for 11 years now. She is in charge of it. She never misses one. Never misses one. She takes extraordinary pride in making sure that you get your distributions when you need it, the right amounts, with the right tax withholdings. So if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if now's the time to get your financial house in order and start planning for retirement or beginning to take money out because you're approaching retirement, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We are taking new appointments, free initial consultations for anyone who's listening to the show. Please give us a call. I've got to get out of here. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
Our show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.